Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Kenai and Soldotna will hold Memorial Day services to remember those who have served. This year, on Monday, May 26th, Memorial Day will have many local services to commemorate the U.S. military personnel who have died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. A few of the services are Kenai Cemetery at 11 a.m., Soldotna Cemetery at 2:15 p.m. Following that is at the Soldotna Creek Park, which is a Purple Heart and Iron Mike memorial laying of wreaths. And around 3:15 p.m., a free veterans family barbecue will be at the Soldotna VFW post.
We have to remember them, not only them, but their families and the history. It's something that we've got to remember all the time. We've lost thousands and thousands of people in the military who have served their country and continue to serve their country.
That was Soldotna City Mayor Paul Whitney. Memorial Day is observed on the last Monday in the month of May. According to the National Moment of Remembrance Act, passed in 2000, Americans are asked to pause whatever they are doing at 3 p.m. local time to remember those who have sacrificed for the freedoms of the United States of America. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly has delayed a final vote on its proposed $197 million fiscal year 26 budget after a packed public hearing focused on education funding. The mayor's proposal includes $57 million for the school district, $4.7 million short of the max amount the borough is allowed to contribute under state law. That led to a push by Assemblymember Brent Johnson to amend the budget and fund schools to the cap. While dozens of residents urged full funding, Borough Mayor Peter Michicki warned against rushing, arguing that doing so could hurt ongoing state negotiations.
Anyone that hasn't been watching and listening to the governor and thinks that he's not going to strike those two lines of appropriation hasn't been watching long enough. So it's a strategy.
Assembly members were divided. Ryan Tunseth challenged the broader debate over public school investment.
Until somebody is willing to stand up and say, we're going to have amazing public schools available to everybody, and if you want something different, you know, you go pay for that. And until we have somebody that's going to stand up and say that, we're not in any different position, and we're not going to be in any different position.
Assemblymember Willie Dunn supported approving the increased school funding now.
If we do pass Mr. Johnson's amendment and approve funding to the cap, even though the budget in total will not be approved until June, I think that would send a message to our constituents and to our students and to our teachers and to our community that we do believe in education.
The assembly is expected to vote on June 3rd. Alaska lawmakers passed a $6 billion state budget this week, but filled a $180 million hole using money from the Higher Education Fund and AIDEA, Alaska's Economic Development Authority. Critics are saying the move is likely unconstitutional and undermines AIDEA's mission of funding infrastructure and business growth. The agency's cash reserves help back loans and maintain credit ratings. If the governor approves the move, it could weaken one of Alaska's key economic engines and set a precedent for raiding other independent funds. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
A talent manager and manager of an Alaska business is among those killed in Thursday morning's plane crash in San Diego. David Shapiro was owner and co-founder of California-based Sound Talent Group, which confirmed his death. Shapiro was a licensed pilot and the plane was registered to Daviator LLC in Homer. Daviator is registered to Shapiro, whose pilot registration lists an address in Homer. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.